Excuse the news. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration. The Daily's Emma Norendunkian sat down with José Fortin, the director of the new temporary house La Maison Kangourou.
So what exactly is La Maison Kangourou?
The Kangourou House is the first house in Quebec, emergency home, that will be taking in children from 0 to 12 years old when parents are going through a difficult time or a crisis.
So why exactly did you start the Kangourou House?
Well, we started the Kangourou House because I started the house because I saw many times situations where parents, we hear a lot about parents who sometimes go to up to killing their children or hurting their children and all kinds of other situations. It could be a fire, a health issue, all kinds of issues where parents are in a spur of a moment, in an emergency situation, and they don't always have a place for their children. They don't always have family around them. And I always said to myself, how come there's not a home that is open 24 hours, 7 days a week, where parents can just go and say, look, you know, call and say, I have an emergency. Can you please take my children? Because not all children, not all parents are parents who neglect or do harm to their children, you know. So we need a home, a place open to receive these children.
Could you talk a bit about the opening of your emergency home? To my knowledge, the idea was there a few years ago, but
yeah, I started the project in 2011. I was doing my doctorate degree, and I said, you know, I'm going to open the first emergency home for kids 24 hours, 7 days a week. And for the first year, I was working, doing all the paperwork, because opening a house for kids requires a lot of administrative work. So I had to go through all the process the first year. And then we started to have Opération Enfant Soleil, who joined with us. At the very beginning, they gave us money for a future home, and then it went on. And then the newspaper got, you know, the media helped us also a lot. They talked about the project, and it was only at the first stage of the project, but they were you know, interested in it. So the first year was that. The second year, I started to receive children. I rented a place in Le Plateau downtown. And we started receiving children as a pilot project, and I received over maybe 75 to 100 children. And then that's where we saw the necessities and all the problematic surrounding families and the emergencies that were, you know, occurring. And that's what we did the second year. And the third year, we started to look for a real home, and that's what we did. We found a house, and it was provided by a community, religious community, who helped us. Because buying a house was out of budget for so many children. So they helped us the first year. We renovated the whole house. It took a year. There were over 125 volunteers from all horizons. It came from, you know, local people, immigrants. Everybody gave in, chipped in for this community project. And we opened officially for the media. We opened the 23rd of September. We made the people visit the home and everything. It's on three floors. We can have up to 15 days the kids in the home, and it's 0 to 12 years old.
How is your house, your emergency home, different from the way from other foster care systems in Quebec?
Well, foster care system is another thing. A foster care, when the foster care comes in, what happens is they have to have a signalement, which is in English, a signalement. Somebody has to say that a child is in danger, his security is, or he's neglected. And if it's not the case, then they don't, you know, they don't intervene. That's why. And that's, again, it's the state that come in, the family, and you know, do the procedures. Us, the Kangourou House, it's the parents who decide by themselves that they bring the children here when they need help. We have parents from the government who are in the system of the protection de la jeunesse, who themselves call in, you know, and say, look, I'm already in the system, and I need help. And that's amazing, because this is what we want. We want parents to be responsible and take care of their children. So we had a few of those who came here, and we can take their children in while they take a break or do, you know, get help for whatever's happening in their lives. But most of our clientele is really Mr. and Mrs. Anybody. I mean, okay. We have teachers, we have professionals, we have, you know, when you're a mother or a father, the title has nothing to do with it. You know, we have people from all professions, even people who don't work. It doesn't matter. I mean, when you're a parent, you're a parent. The title has nothing to do with it.
What exactly does the process entail for parents wishing to bring their children to your emergency home?
Well, most of the people, I mean, almost all the time people call, and that's what we want people to call first, and then we listen to what's going on. And sometimes it's a situation where it requires immediate takeover. Like we had a mom, she had three children. Her husband was working out of Canada, and she was alone at that period. And her six-month-old baby, she went to the CLSC, and they said to her that the baby needs to be sent by ambulance to the hospital. So she says, I have no one else for my two other children. So that's when we come in. You know, we take the two other kids while they go. She went to the hospital. We did an agreement this year with after 2 years of negotiation with St. Justine, and now we're going to be working with them, and they're providing help with us. They're providing their support for volunteers, specialized volunteers who work with us, all kinds of volunteers, actually. It's not only people who are professionals, but we have volunteers from all horizons. But St. Justine is helping us this year with that issue. They're joining in the project.
What kind of feedback have you received since the opening of your emergency home?
It's overwhelming, I would say, because, I mean, we were, you know, when I started the home, it was never with the intent to have all that attention. But, you know, when we opened the 23rd, we had all the media here. We have people calling in from everywhere saying, oh, wow, we need an emergency home here. We need one in our city. We have the Chaire de Recherche, you know, research centers in universities are interested in the project. I mean, it's amazing, you know, all the feedback we get from all families. We get tons of emails saying, wow, this is amazing, you know. It's really good, because sometimes there is a situation where the family crisis can be very important. You know, and sometimes it could be a light issue also. It all depends. Some moms need to go to the hospital, and they don't know when they're going to get out of the hospital. So we have immigrants, a lot of immigrants here in Quebec. They don't always have their family. We had immigrants who needed to go give birth, and they had other children. So we can, you know, come in and take the kids and not go to their house. They bring it here. But all I'm saying is we do intervene in all kinds of situations.
Where can people go if they wish to find more information on that?
www.lamaisonkangourou.org in French and www.thekangaroohouse.org in English.
Great. Thank you so much, Ms. Fortin, for the opportunity to interview you today.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. Thanks to you.